The Wildcats football team had their first scrimmage Friday night against Liberty ILO at the high school track field. Liberty ILO outscored the Wildcats 1-0 during the plays part of the scrimmage, and then just got by the Wildcats 28-21 during one half with the scoreboard clock being used. After the scrimmage, Wildcats football coach Greg Owens shared his thoughts on how things went.
It was a long practice, but it was good. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. You know, we talk about all year, just stuff we've got to get experience, and that's what we got. A lot of experience, a lot of situations. You know, that's why we play the regular, and it's to just running clock and kill. I mean, a regular situation, get on, get off the field, line up, fourth downs, got to hold them. You know, in defense and in the control part, very good. Team, not very good. Lost our focus, didn't go, which we have this conversation every year. You know, it's hard to come back after something like that and keep your intensity the whole time, but you got to learn how to do that. And so there were some good things. Our kids just kept on battling. Yeah, we scored on their twos and just kind of back and forth on stuff. But the kids kept going in. We got a shot down here to go down. And, you know, I think the score was wrong. I think it was 21-28. I think they did make that first one. And so got to get on our clock keeper about that. But, you know, so he still had a chance to go in here and tie the thing or go for two and try to get a win. So, I mean, I was praying that the energy was kind of picking up at the end for us. They're taking shots at the end. I'm okay with that. Coach Abrams upset, but I was all right with it. Hey, we got to line up and play it. So, but anyway, I thought it was a very good first scrimmage for us just because we got a lot of video, got a lot of minutes. Kids got a lot of snaps. And so it lets us really evaluate and look and see and, you know, we're putting our DBs on an island. You got to play. Get your butt out there and freaking play, you know, and that's what they got to do. So they got to learn how to do that, and they got to gain confidence. They can't be scared and backed up. And, I mean, there's no soft zone right now. We're putting them in a hard situation. And our D-line's got to go. Offensively, O-line-wise, you know, I thought we were a little soft. We're blowing some stuff out there, some young guys at guard right now having to figure it out and just made some poor calls and really didn't finish like we should have with those guys. And then receivers got to make plays, I mean, catch the ball. So, I mean, those things have got to happen too. And so we're going to get some guys back, about three or four guys weren't going. Hawk's ankle's messed up a little bit right now, so he played, you know, part of the time. So he's another difference maker in there too. So just continue to evaluate quarterbacks, you know, who can move the football team, who can get us down the field. And I mean, it's a process to go all the way through. We'll see. You know, I know we're getting ready for the first ball game, but we're getting ready for the first district ball game in my mind. Those that count. So as many reps as we can get with these guys, and they keep their head up. They get down a little bit, but for the most part, they're working and busting their tail. I mean, and we're getting there. So I mean, they come to work every day. They want to get better, and the good thing is we still got a little bit of depth that challenges you. You don't get it, next guy's going in. So you want to play? Here we go.
KSST Sports.